It is review after Brighton's two Liverpool one. It's Dan, it's Sean and Josh Williams to go through the game. Been a couple of days that we've had to settle and let the dust settle on the game, lads. In terms of the lineup, Josh, I think you can have a lot of mitigation for the schedule. I wonder if there's a part of slot that maybe wonders whether he should have just gone into Friday's press conference and said, listen, we're going to get beat here, because a lot of it felt very defeatist. He might as well have just come out with that. But I think where there is room for debate slash argument is around making the same lads go again, and therefore then pondering what the strategy is for this particular game. What's the objective? What are we trying to do? Are we trying to win the game early? Are we aware of what Brighton might do in the way of maybe doing what they've done against City and making the first half quite a non-event and then really going for them second? I don't know. He's been very punchy, the manager, in his pre-match press conference for this again, and specifically around Szoboszlai at right back, and I know we'll come on to the subs later, but I'm surprised / disappointed by the selection. I thought there'd be a bit more rotation. I thought Curtis Jones was nailed on to play, and I'm surprised he didn't. But then, you know, I guess the injury to Ekotike is one that you can't foresee. So in all of that, where was you with the lineup and how they set up?
I think it's very representative of the season that we go and beat Galatasaray, you know, arguably one of our most convincing performances of the season. I think I was on review after that game and I was talking about something sustainable, you know, building upon it, staying proactive, keeping ideally the same system, the same dynamic and things like that. And I think he goes into Brighton with that in mind. And I think he wants to do the same thing. High-flying fullbacks, bit of a midfield diamond, split strikers, proactive. You know, Brighton are going to try and play football, so you can press them. He mentions that in his pre-match presser as well. And then in the build-up to the game, Salah gets injured. Alisson gets injured. Mm-hmm. And 10 minutes into the match, Ekotike goes off crying with what is essentially a dead leg, which again I think is representative of Liverpool's soft touch in the final third when it comes to pressing this season, if I'm honest.